You're listening to Real World News, Energy and Climate Change.
Towards Consistency, interview with Gloria Ajpihalha of the Cry of the Excluded Bolivia. The social movements of Bolivia have a good dialogue with Evo Morales' administration, but that does not mean that all problems are solved. Many years of struggle will be necessary to overcome the heavy heritage left by the harsh years of neoliberalism, said Gloria Ajpi of the Cry of the Excluded Bolivia. The activist said in an interview with Real World Radio that her grassroots organization has worked for years in issues like the external debt, migrations, militarization, and the struggle against free trade agreements of all kinds. She recalled that the ruling movement towards socialism of Bolivia emerged as a pact of social movements based on the struggle of indigenous organizations and workers, and admitted that the government's political will to promote deep changes has been resisted by a difficult internal context. The next World People's Conference on Climate Change and Mother Earth Rights, to be held in Cochabamba from April the 19th to the 22nd, will be an important event for the Bolivian movements. The representative of the Cry of the Excluded said that the event will be a platform to strengthen the debate on nature's rights and to begin discussing which will be the basis of the new model the grassroots organizations aim to build. She said, quote, "We know that our national economies depend on the extraction of natural resources, but we have to think of how to achieve a balance to avoid damaging our Mother Earth and the native peoples." Ajpi warned that unregulated extractive policies have led to permanent displacement of communities in the recent years. That is why it is important that Morales' administration implements economic policies that are consistent with the demands of the social movements.
You're listening to Real World News.